Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 11, we'll read the first verse. "And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities." Heavenly Father, help us to understand the Word of God and to see Christ through the Scriptures. And please encourage us to be about the Father's business. In Jesus' name, amen. It says that when Jesus had finished commanding his disciples, if you look in the previous chapter, chapter 10, you'll see that he called the 12 and called them by name and gave them power and authority to go and to preach the kingdom of God and to cure diseases, to cast out devils, what have you. They knew the Lord. They knew the Old Testament. Maybe a lot of it they didn't understand, but they were told to go and preach, and they were given tools, the power and the authority, and they went and did that. And it says here that Jesus had finished commanding his disciples, and he sent them out. But he too went to this city, to that city, what have you, to teach and to preach. Let's restate that. He sent his 12 disciples in his stead as ambassadors. Hey, go preach the kingdom. But he didn't sit at home waiting for them to get back. He too went to preach everywhere that he could happen to go. He sent them out and then he went too. I won't read Matthew 10, but let's look at chapter 9 and then chapter 10 of Luke. It tells the same thing. And generally I always come back to Luke because of what happened in chapter 10 of Luke. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 through 6. "And he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils," or demon spirits, or however you want to say it, "and to cure diseases." Okay, we understand healing. I mean, it doesn't happen very often, but we understand the idea of there's a sick person and then the man of God, or the pastor, or the elders, if you want to go to James, the pastor goes and prays for the person in the hospital or whatever, and every once in a while, that prayer is answered. Not very often, that's a fact. But it says devils. In Matthew 10, I believe, it says demon spirits. We understand what it's talking about, but in our 21st century American understanding, we have no idea what this is about. They didn't just disappear. And honestly, if you read the news and think, you might recognize that there's evidence of demon power everywhere we look, if we'll but open our eyes. And again, I don't understand much about this. I've had very little contact or experience with demons, very, very little. But it says it. It says that he gave them power and authority over all demon spirits to cast them out, what have you. And I believe it. I may not understand, but I believe. And that's a good rule of thumb. You come across something in the Bible that you just don't understand, you don't get. But you should believe it. And maybe later on you'll understand. Maybe somebody will preach a sermon. Maybe you'll wake up in the middle of the night and say, I get it now. But you should believe. You should trust God and believe His Word, regardless of whether you understand it or not. But it says, again in Luke, first few verses, that He sent them out, and He gives them some instructions. But in verse 6 it says, and they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. And again, we don't have much evidence of healing these days, although a little. But this sermon is about going out and preaching the gospel. Going out. Because the day's getting short. Night is coming. The end is coming. And you may think that this kind of preaching is crazy, but the end is coming. Everything is coming to a head. And Jesus Christ will soon return to the earth. And He will fix all of the problems. Turn on your TV, watch the news, whatever. However you get your news, all of the troubles in the world, Jesus will fix it. And my own little phrase, that He would upset everyone's apple cart. Some people trying to make a living, trying to do the best they can. Some, they're not good, but they're evil. And they steal or trick. Or, hey, I don't know, get into politics and lie for a living, or whatever the case. But when He comes back, everything changes. And if you have some kind of hidden sin, something that you don't want known, it'll be shouted from the housetops. Your business that you hope to keep away from everyone, hidden, what have you, it'd be like taking an ad out on Facebook and everybody sees what you've been doing. The end is coming. You need to get ready. You need to quit all that hidden sin. You need to try to live right, to do things right, to do things honest, etc. And you need to walk humbly before God, because the end is coming. But Luke chapter 9 here, he calls his 12 disciples together, and I love chapter 10. Because in chapter 10, verse 1, after these things the Lord appointed 70 others also. You have the 12 disciples, 12 apostles, whatever, but that wasn't enough. He called 70 more. They weren't quite of the 12's stature. But regardless, He sent 70 others also. And He sent them two by two before His face into every city and place where He Himself would come. We saw, Matthew 11, verse 1, that He sent His 12, but He too went to teach and preach. Maybe to the same cities after them. Maybe to different cities that they didn't go to. I don't know how it works. But here again in Luke 10, verse 1, and it reinforces the idea that Jesus is coming, and we need to get right before it's too late. He sent them 70 others also, two by two, into every city and place where he himself also would come. They went to prepare. They went to say, hey, get ready. Hey, get the sin out of your life. Stop doing all that stuff that you know is wrong. Start to live right, because Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Okay, that's the call that we can read. We can get the names of the people who were called, what have you, and their charge, and their power and authority to do the work of God. That was while he was still here. But we know that Jesus went to the cross, rose from the dead, hung around a little while, and then went back to heaven. Matthew chapter 28, the last chapter, last few verses, honestly, in the book of Matthew. Matthew 28, verse 16 through 20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. Why only 11? Because Judas. And there were 11 left. And they went to Galilee. They went to the place that Jesus had said, hey, we're going to meet there at this appointed place and time. And it says that when they saw him, they worshipped him. They worshipped him. He is God come in the flesh. And they knew it for sure now, because after he died, 3 days later, he took his life back from the dead. He is God come in the flesh. And God deserves to be worshipped. But some doubted. And it doesn't mention Thomas in this telling, but we understand, we call him Doubting Thomas. Hey, I'm not going to believe until I can touch where they put the nail in his hands, and oh, that place in his side where that spear went. I want to see. And when Jesus appeared, Thomas did see and did touch and was rebuked. That's great, you see, because you touched my hands. You believe now, but what about those that never will see me yet believe? I've never seen him. You've never seen him. He's never come down my street and knocked on my door, except he knocked on the door of my heart. I see the Lord by faith, and I believe. But in verse 18 through 20, again in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power. We saw that the disciples were given power and authority to go and preach. But he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now you go in my authority. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and to teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, or hey, behold, I'm going to be with you always, even unto the end of the world. This is called the Great Commission. It's told or shown to us in other places, but perhaps this is the clearest telling of it. Hey, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. I'm Lord of heaven and earth. Because I rose from the dead, I proved all of this. Now you go and teach all nations. And for 2,000 years we've tried to do that. Sometimes with fervor, sometimes we went to sleep throughout church history. But the principle is still there. Jesus is coming. Now go tell people to live right and to believe and to follow me and to quit their sin, etc. And look toward heaven, because one day I'm coming back. Jesus said, hey, go ye therefore. Acts chapter 1. Luke, he tells the story of after Jesus rose from the dead, he hung out, it says, 40 days. And he told them things, the disciples, things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, in verse 4, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you've heard me talk about. Remember John in Matthew chapter 3? Well, John baptized with water, and that's great. But just as John said, you'll be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When he called his disciples in Matthew 10 and 11, he gave them power and authority to preach the gospel. And we read in detail in Luke 9, he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And then he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. But hey, Jesus went to the cross. He went to the tomb. He rose up. He rose up from the dead. And before he went back to heaven, he said, hey, remember that power y'all had? Remember the authority y'all had? Well, there's even more power and authority that you're going to receive in just a few days. And on the day of Pentecost, that power fell from heaven. But in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the power is for preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. The message is the same. The message is exactly the same when he first called his disciples. Three and a half years later, he's about ready to go to heaven. He says, look, be about the Father's business. Teach, preach in my power and my authority. Tell them about me, because the end is coming. The end is coming. In fact, since Jesus was a little child, when he was 12 years old, we think, he had that same mindset. In Luke chapter 2, and we know the story, he was there with Mary and Joseph, and they had gone to the feast at Jerusalem, and they start back toward home. And it's not just them by themselves, there's a whole caravan, I suppose. And back then, you know, doesn't matter if you were hungry, you ate at Fred's house or Susan's house, wherever you were, the kids, they were kind of a communal thing. Everybody watched over them. But they went for about a day's journey, it said. And hey, where's Jesus? Hey, where's Jesus? I mean, what's the deal? You know, I bet he stayed back in Jerusalem. And they went back, and they found him. They found him after 3 days. He was in the temple teaching adults, teaching the doctors of the law, the Pharisees, whoever it was. And he's 12 years old, we think. And they said, hey, you know, how come you didn't come with us? We're going back home. And in verse 49, he said unto Mary and Joseph, hey, why are you out trying to look for me? Don't you understand that I must be about my Father's business? again from as a child. And then when he began to preach, he called disciples and told them to go preach. And then after Calvary, after the cross, the death, burial, and resurrection, and he's about to go to heaven, he says it again, hey, y'all need to go preach. The end is coming. Very soon, the end is coming. That is the message and the urgency of the gospel, that we must preach Christ. We must rescue the perishing, care for the dying, as that hymn says. We must be about the Father's business of winning lost souls. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in church, and a lot of it's good and a lot of it's terrible. A lot of it's terrible. There's any number of heretics all over the internet. There's, as Paul said, there's all kind of voices in the world, but we need to hear the right voice. We need to be focused on the right message. Not one that tickles the ears. But our focus needs to be on preaching the gospel, saving lost souls, and to do so as quickly and as passionately as we can. We must be about the Father's business. We must do what we can, as it plainly says, this is why Jesus came, to save sinners. Let's follow his example. Let's do as the apostles did. Let's do what the Bible says. Again, there's a lot of things in church, and that's great. But at the end of the day, we need to work in his vineyard. We need to tell others this wonderful news, to testify. Maybe you're at Rouse's and you happen to be in a conversation. You can mention something maybe about the goodness of God and that he loves whoever you're talking to, whatever the case. But however you do it, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Let's get our focus right, friend. Let's determine and purpose in our hearts that we're going to be about the Father's business. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's JoeyKelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street. Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.